The boat tragedy happened as the United Nations began a two-day high-level dialogue on international migration and development in New York. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon opened the meeting at UN headquarters on Thursday.
Let me just note that we need to look no further than this morning's headlines to see the great importance of this dialogue. Dozens of African migrants are reported to have perished in the Mediterranean after the ship on which they were traveling sank.
All of the survivors in the disaster are Eritreans, except one person, a Tunisian, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming says the survivors, who were on a smuggler's boat, say they came aboard at the Libyan port of Misrata 13 days ago.
Others joined later in a town to the west called Zuwara. When they approached the Italian coast yesterday, their engine stopped. They disturbingly had hoped to be seen earlier and rescued. They reported that fishing boats that they tried to call their attention to just passed by and did not help. To call attention to their presence and their need to be rescued, they set clothing and blankets on fire. A tourist boat did finally spot them and sounded the alert, and the Italian Coast Guard came to their rescue.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has welcomed the efforts by the Italian authorities to help the African migrants. Spokesperson Rupert Colville says these efforts are in line with international human rights norms and respect for the dignity of every human being.
In particular, we welcome the day of mourning declared by the government today and the minute of silence held in all Italian schools today. This is significant and marks a big and very welcome change of attitude on the part of the Italian authorities. And we'd like to particularly draw attention to the leading role played by the Minister of Integration, Cecile Cayenghi, and the President of the Italian Senate, Laura Boldrini, in helping steer this change in official attitude, despite strong and sometimes vitriolic opposition in other quarters in Italy.
The head of the International Organization for Migration, IOM, has joined United Nations officials who have expressed sadness about this tragedy. Jumbe Omari Jumbe is spokesperson for the IOM in Geneva.
These migrants, many of whom were fleeing war and persecution in countries including Somalia and Eritrea, hoped to find a better life. They ended up entrusting their lives to human smugglers, risking everything aboard an unseaworthy boat that caught fire, capsized, and sank at night. Entire families drowned.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says there is something fundamentally wrong in a world where people in need of protection have to resort to such perilous journeys. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming has more.
This tragedy should serve as a wake-up call. More effective international cooperation is required, including a crackdown on traffickers and smugglers, while at the same time protecting their victims. It shows how important it is also for refugees to have legal channels to access territories where they can find protection.
Melissa Fleming says the survivors of the disaster have been moved to a nearby reception center in Lampedusa, which is holding people from other recent boat arrivals. UNHCR and its partners are meeting with the survivors to advise them on asylum procedures and provide other assistance, including psychological support for the traumatized people. Derek Mbata, United Nations.